Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, a guy we call Sultan, the Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you all very much. I hope you're in good spirits wherever you are.
I'm not.
I know you're not, Mike.
I was talking to the cable company, trying to change my cable bill around, and it's like, don't even try to talk to them 45 minutes before the show. You saw me. I was in a bad mood.
Well, you still are.
Okay, I'll try to...
Usually the roles are flipped here, you know. I'm the one that's crazy, and you always tell me, you got to stop that.
That's right.
Well, I'm not going to tell you to stop it.
You're going to tell me to stop it?
I'm not going to tell you
to stop
it. So
you let me be angry through
the whole... I think you should be, because I think the people listening to this understand.
Yeah, it's just between the gas company, your power company, everything else you got, the cable company, it's crazy. It's just nuts. And now, they're, you know, Disney has bought controlling interest in Netflix. They're going to, or is it in Hulu, pardon me, and they're going to mess that all up, because now if you want to try to save money on your cable bill and buy separate things like your sports stuff here and your movies things here, it's going to cost you just as much as if you had cable.
Well, let me ask you a question. Whatever happened to Enterprise that was separate and apart, why don't we have competition? Why is it that Netflix is owned by one conglomerate? Why is it that we don't have choices? Why do you have to sit on the phone like I watched you do?
40 minutes.
40 minutes talking to four different people about the same thing.
I had to tell them the same
thing every time. Every time a person came on, you had to repeat it, start the story all over again. So how do we get away from that? Why is it that the bigger the company, more important the company, and the higher your bills, the more incompetent people you have to deal with?
A great question, and something we may talk about on the show, we may not, but you can comment on that if you want to email us. You can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, and you can do facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and the email address, most important of all, FredDreyer@crntalk.com, FredDreyer@crntalk.com.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 4422 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 4422. Code 4422. Enjoy!
Are your carpets filled with memories, as well as stains, odors, and a few other things? The Home Depot makes replacing that carpet easy, with more styles and colors to choose from. and free installation by licensed local professionals backed for life. Today is the day for doing with free carpet installation done right. Guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. $699 minimum purchase required. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Lowe's knows you're the gardener who does it right to make your flower and vegetable plants thrive. We do it right, too, with deals like 5 bags of Miracle-Gro All-Purpose Garden Soil for just $10 during our Spring Black Friday sale. Grow delicious vegetables and herbs and save on Bonnie plants, now 4 for $10. Find Spring Black Friday savings like these throughout the store, but hurry, because they won't last long. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 4/17, not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. Bonnie offer valid on 19-ounce pots. See store for details, U.S. only.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn with the one and only All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend from Hunter, yeah, among other great things, too. Bumblebee, the movie, just came out on DVD. You can watch him in that. That's his most recent performance, and I'm talking about the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
I've got to find out when I get my residuals. I did that movie over a year ago.
Boy.
I did that movie a year ago this December, this past December.
Wow.
So figure it out. It's a year. It's 16, 17 months.
Yeah.
I'll
represent you. You know, I represent a few clients, Larry Elder, Jennifer Horn. I could represent you for that.
Maybe. I don't think I need you.
Okay, I could do
that.
That's all I'm saying. I did some work for Russell Wilson, but he fired me, and instead he went with his Mark Rogers, his agent, and signed the biggest football deal. Yeah. Now, this is a really big deal. He's got Seattle. We have a deal, he said, $140 million, a four-year extension with the Seahawks. And his new deal runs through 2023. It includes a $65 million signing bonus, a no-trade clause, $107 million in guaranteed money, his per-year average of $35 million, tops Aaron Rodgers' average annual salary of $33.5 million as part of his $134 million extension he signed last year with the Green Bay Packers. So what's the doing this? What do you feel on this one, Fred? Thoughts behind this? The quarterback controversy, you were talking to me before the show. You don't want that. What's the deal? What's happening?
Well, you don't want any controversies, but what you want is the position of quarterback in a secure state of being. You want to make sure that your team, whatever his job responsibilities are, to hand the ball off, throw the ball down the field, be a leader in the huddle, so forth and so on, you want to make sure that that is not in an unstable position going into your draft, going into pre-camp workouts, and certainly the season. So Russell told them, he said, look, I'm not going to sign a contract with you unless we get this done ASAP. I'm going to give you a date by which to get this done. Because if you don't get it done, you're either going to pay me or you're not going to pay me. This is what I want, and I'll stay here, be happy to stay here. So they thought about it back and forth. They had to figure out, this guy's 30 years old. We give him a four-year extension. He'll be 34. That's probably a safe age group, to be paying someone a lot of money. So the one thing that he did is that he had them over a barrel. He was the quarterback. They don't have a reasonable backup. If they lose him and not pay him, then it sends a message to the rest of the team that they're not going to pay anybody in that position. So now if you're a franchise, if you're one of the 32 teams, you realize if anybody gets paid, it's the quarterback. And in this circumstance, you've got somebody here who probably deserves to get the money. Now, people will say, well, gee, he shouldn't get 35. Well, what should he get then? Because that's the going rate. That's just the way it is. They're there for a short period of time. They have no chance at all of competing this coming year or the next 2 years without Russell Wilson as their quarterback. So you want to make sure that he's happy, therefore the team's happy and solidified in spirit, and they've got the right people at the right spot, and they've got a new philosophy now of they're going to run the ball. More teams than not probably this coming year, because they don't have a sewn up, locked up quarterback position, they're going to have a running back.
Really,
they're gonna run the ball primarily. Everything is cyclical in this league. You know, they went away from running the ball so they could take advantage of the rules, the pass defending rules, and run offenses by throwing the ball. Well, you just can't go out and throw the ball 57, 58, 60 times a game and be reasonable. And number one, having a successful offense, being able to pass block correctly, and protecting your quarterback. If you get that quarterback, if Russell Wilson goes down, you've got big problems. If they're tied to a pass offense philosophy. But you can get a backup quarterback to come in and sufficiently run your offense if it's primarily a running offense.
A ground attack.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you a question, because you're no stranger to quarterback controversies. When you played with the Rams, a great team, and they always had, for a while there, a controversy for a couple of years. Is the quarterback Pat Hayden, or is the quarterback Vince Ferragamo? How did that reflect to you guys on the team? Did it affect the way you guys played? You got two different quarterbacks possibly playing out there, different styles? What does that do?
It doesn't affect anybody but the people in the huddle.
You know, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, I'm a defensive player.
Yeah, I got you.
I could care less, actually, as far as my job description goes, who right. plays quarterback.
Right.
But I want to win, and I want the best people there, and I want to know that our offense is under the correct leadership, and the right person, skill-wise, is manning the ship. And at that time, there was a lot of controversy. Pat was a smaller, slighter-built quarterback than Joe Namath and Vince Ferragamo and Ron Jaworski and everybody else. But they gave away the quarterback that should have stayed here, and that was Jaworski. They traded him to Philly. And when Vermeil was there, Vermeil knew what he was doing, and I'm sure the Rams certainly knew that they were going to they had to give somebody. So the Rams at that time were tight end happy. They went out and got Charlie Young, Philadelphia gave Charlie Young to the Rams in exchange for Ron Jaworski. And so when Jaworski left, then you had James Harris. You had Shaq Harris. Then you had Vince Ferragamo, who was there, and then you had Pat Hayden. And of course, Carol Rosenbloom wanted the local USC boy, the blonde, fair-haired boy, Towhead. He wanted Pat Hayden to be the quarterback because he was the more glamorous. But actually, the more glamorous was Vince Ferragamo.
It was Vince Ferragamo. He's still glamorous to this day, might add.
Yeah.
Not to
leave the subject without saying that, you know, Pat did well. I do remember sitting next to Larry Brooks on the sideline. We're sitting on our helmets, which we're not supposed to do. George Allen would not have liked that. But we're sitting on our helmets, watching Pat throw the ball in the Coliseum against the Bears. And we remember a defensive tackle, Wally Chambers, broke loose and blindsided Pat and pushed him into the ground. It was like roadkill.
Oh.
It hit him so hard, he went right face first into the ground.
Oh.
And he didn't move. People thought he was dead. And then the controversy followed. Well, if you would have been heavier and more muscular, perhaps you would have withstood the blow.
Really? That's where it started,
and so a lot of this stuff, believe me, that's how it happens.
That's how it starts. All right, we'll continue straight ahead. Good stories from Fred Dreyer. We're in the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us. If you're like me, you've seen those MyPillow ads all over television. And you know what? I finally ordered some, and I finally tried them. And let me tell you, if you want to get a full night's rest and not find yourself waking up too many times during the night, get MyPillow. I tried them. My sleepless night's gone. I wake up feeling refreshed, more so than ever before. And MyPillow adjusts to the shape. If you're a back sleeper, stomach sleeper, side sleeper, I do back and side. So you get the pillow sent to you that you need. It changes the way you sleep forever. MyPillow's made right in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable. There's a 10-year warranty. And here's the best part. For a limited time, you can get four MyPillows. That's right, four for half the price. You get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. You got nothing to lose. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WINNER. That's MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER, or call directly 800-513-3363.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend from Hunter. You saw him on all the good films, Crisis, Agent X, Land's End, one of his the greats. People are still looking for your Land's End. Do you know where that's available if people want to watch that? I want to watch it.
I've got a fan mail from Ted, the R-Man.
Yep.
Who's looking for Land's End?
I know,
and
we gotta find it for him.
I keep thinking that I'll contact my attorney and
great.
Find out exactly how I should go about doing this, because you actually need the physical discs that are broadcast quality in order to sell these things or make them available to people. Like I did the 395 movie.
Right.
But it's going to be difficult because Disney owns half of the show. I own the other half, and we got to figure out how we can work together to get it out in the marketplace.
One other football note here on the Sports Lounge show, and that is the Patriots, they have signed Demaryius Thomas. Hoping that his addition can bolster their otherwise thinning receiving group. You know, with Rob Gronkowski retiring, it's, they're down here. And source told the ESPN that Demaryius, 31 years old, a veteran, was acquired by the Texans from Denver Broncos last season at the trade deadline, has suffered at the end of the season a torn Achilles. That's a tough one. In December, released by Houston in February, caught 23 passes for 275 yards and 2 touchdowns in 7 games after his trade to the Texans. So what do you think on this deal?
So they're actually getting damaged goods.
Correct.
And it's okay with them because, you know, he's probably passed a physical of some sort. And they're probably going to rehab him now. This is what, April, May, June, July, August, September, so it's a good 6 months before the season starts. So the philosophy is, we got a good receiver, we can plug him into our offense, and he's on the mend from an Achilles tendon, which we know is an injury that's not a career killer like it used to be.
You think Belichick's got something in mind here? He knows what he's doing.
Well, look, you know, everybody's aware of. Rob Gronkowski being a great tight end, a Hall of Fame tight end, and the way they use him, they split him out. They use him in every position offensively. So and he matches up with the secondary beautifully. And so those things will be missed. But it's interesting. You know, everybody knows that in sports, certainly in the National Football League, is that everybody is replaceable. You know, there's nobody out there that suddenly, we can't replace them. You can replace anybody. And that's the one thing we've seen in sports is that, you know, once a great franchise has players retire or move on, in a trade like they have before, they've been very prolific in replacing receivers and running backs, offensive linemen, and they haven't skipped a beat. You know, they might lose instead of going 14 and 2, they might go 12 and 4. You know, but they have the ability to get the right people doing the right things at the right time. And Gronkowski's out. They're going to bring more people in here to fill these gaps. They got 6 months before the season starts, so they should be fine.
Now, checking out the new stadiums that are being built, the new one, the big one, the Rams, chief of football operations there, Kevin Demoff, he's been asking about the prospect of his team playing a game there in about a year, a little over a year, and it's going to be the new stadium there. Have you heard anything on that as a former Ram? Are they got anything in mind here to get things going? Is it about a year away from playing there?
Well, that's what they say. I mean, I got to think that's
it's going to be a big deal. It's supposed to be showplace of football where the Rams are playing there in Inglewood, California.
Well, you can see, yes, you can see how that the pitch when they had this architectural rendering that they took back to New York, and when everybody says we want to get an expansion team, we want the Rams to go here and there, you could see how what an impact it had for the owners when they saw this rendering of the stadium. This is not only just a stadium. This is a venue for a lot of other sports and concerts and entertainment things. This is also a studio. It's a movie studio. It's a television studio. It's a radio
broadcast. Everything is there, really? Everything is there?
Everything is there.
You think we can take this show there and broadcast
sometimes? Yes, you could. You walk right in with a little attaché case and a couple of wires. Plug it in, find a seat, and order up some beer, and
you and I broadcast. What do you think?
That's what you do.
Hopefully it'll be there when a game is set. We can broadcast when a game is being played.
Well, it's usually good when,
you,
when there's
dear.
Some sort of activity going.
Yes, that's right. They'll invite us down when the place is empty. Yeah, guys, come on down.
Yeah. But
bring your own beers. You can sit there and do the show. We'll bring Mike Gary with us. He'll set us up.
Well, you know what I would like to do? I would like to take a tour and put it on Facebook or Instagram.
Social media. Instagram. Yeah.
I would like to go down there and have
a tour
of it.
You taking the tour.
Taking the tour.
I think we should set that up.
Well, we could.
We can talk to our friends. That would be good. See how it's going. Maybe get an update. Fred Dreyer brings you along the stadium. It's a year away. We could go down there once a month and do an update. I'll be over the guy checking out the concession stand, see how the pretzels are. They're going to sell pretzels, I hope, aren't they?
Well, I got to think so.
Hot dogs, you know.
Turkey leg.
By the way, the Dodgers have that big promotion coming up again with the $1 hot dogs. You want to go? Come on, you and I. See how many of those we can pound down.
I have a friend of mine who goes to the. I have a friend of mine who goes to the Dodger games all the time, and he buys a half a dozen, and he sits there and slugs them in. And on the way home, he says, "Hey, could you stop? Could you pull over? Could you pull over?"
Fred's eating a fine meal. They can go into the big dining club. This guy's eating a hot dog.
Six of them.
Getting Fred to pull over on the way home. It's terrible. I won't ride with him.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer telling you about my favorite Italian restaurant. It's Angelo's and Vinci's in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's has the best pasta, the best seafood, the best salad, spaghetti, lasagna, and the most incredible pizza. And the chicken is delicious. Marsala, piccata, cacciatore, parmigiana, and more. For desserts, try our spumoni or our tiramisu, my favorite, flown in fresh from Italy. And the cannolis and the zeppoles are out of this world. Open for lunch and dinner. And don't miss the Sunday champagne brunch. Just $23.95. Are you kidding me? It's all up the road from Disneyland at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's, like Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci. Call 714-879-4022 or visit us online at angeloandvincis.com.
In the Sports Lounge, yours truly, Michael Horner, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. It is email time for us right now, and Ted has said, by the way, we want to say hi to everybody that's checking us out here as we do the show on video, and if you want to take a look at it, it's at Roku.com, it's CRNTalk.com, Facebook.com, TikiLive.com, check it out. Top fan Ray, nice comment you had. He listens to your show and a lot of other ones here now on CRN. Pam, Sean, everybody, Amelia, thank you so much. Randy, thanks for tuning in. And so Ted says, Ted the R-Man has said, Fred, I'm a big Rams fan from back in the day, and I periodically check the internet to see if Land's End has come out on DVD or streaming. This is what we were talking about earlier. And he says, it was my favorite show at the time. It came out at a strange time late Sunday night, but it was always a great escape for me. It left me with visions of Cabo when I was sleeping and getting ready to head into work on a Monday morning. It's such an elusive series. I've never been able to find any recordings for sale of any kind. You're going to look into this for him. Is that right?
Well, as I said, I've gotten a lot of requests like Ted here, but the situation is there's split copyright. The ownership is split between myself and Disney, and so I can't take it and go to a major broadcaster and say I want you to carry these 22 hours of Land's End.
They got to sign off on it.
And they'll say, well, who has copyright? And I say, well, I do, and so does Disney. And they contact Disney, and Disney says he's doing what? He's trying to distribute the show without our approval. They can't do that. So you can't go that route, because it's not, I don't have the legal right to exploit the series. But I could sell it through my internet. I could sell it through my website. I could sell it through CRN here, but that's going to take some doing.
We'll work on it for you.
That's going to take some doing. But the point is, people see it and they like it. I for the life of me, I don't know why they just don't bundle it and get it out there, because people really like that show.
Yeah, they do like it here. October Pod said, I grew up when kids were being named Hunter after the popular NBC cop show starring Fred Dreyer.
Well, one of these days I will tell you folks, I only offer this because people would like to probably hear about this story, about how this was created, under what circumstances, and how we sold it, and how we got it on television to become tip-top shows
in
syndication.
Email us, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, to get your emails here on the air. But you can tell that story maybe next week on the show, you think?
Well, whatever.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com, your team, your community.
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to before summertime, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects, and how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where HomeAdvisor can help. HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects, so you know you're getting a fair price. HomeAdvisor can even help you find the right pro for your job. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel, just tell them what you need and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read customer reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. HomeAdvisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits, so you can relax this summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask HomeAdvisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app today.
And now today's Bob Evans foodie lesson, the need to belong. We tend to associate certain foods with members of our family, social gatherings, and people taking care of us, Thanksgiving and other holidays with family. When we feel lonely, we crave comfort foods to give us both comfort and security. For example, a college student away from home for the first time may crave comfort foods as a reminder of family. Evidence showed that people with positive family relationships were more likely than others to reach for comforting foods on the days they felt lonely. And now a word from Bob Evans.
You're the family chef, but with homework, practices, email, getting a good meal on the table is tough. Sometimes the best choice is the easy choice. Delicious Bob Evans mashed potatoes and mac and cheese, made with ingredients like real milk, butter, potatoes, and cheese. Bob Evans sides are ready in the microwave in 6 minutes, and they're the perfect complement to any meal. Once your family tries them, it'll be love at first bite. Get Bob Evans sides today in the refrigerated section at your favorite grocery store.
Bob Evans. Down on the farm.
Taming the briar patch, mowing the lawn, trimming the Yeti. Whatever you call it, it's about time we talk about manscaping. Guys, you manscape, right? You know, keep things trimmed and fresh below the waist. 9 out of 10 women of all ages prefer their guy manscaped. But you gotta have the right tools for the jewels, or you'll look like you used a machete. pop over to manscaped.com and check out their perfect package. Not that perfect package. The Manscaped Perfect Package 2.0 that was a smash hit on Shark Tank. It features the lawnmower, a precision trimmer engineered for below-the-waist grooming. Its skin-safe technology means no more accidental nicks and burns. Check out the lawnmower and the amazing grooming and hygiene products that come with your perfect package. What's that saying? Trim the shrubs and the tree stands taller? Get 20% off plus free shipping today. Visit manscaped.com and use promo code RING. Again, use promo code RING at manscaped.com. Manscaped.com.
We're back in the sports lounge. Fred Dreyer relaxing a little bit, lounging back, back.
What's that?
You were just taking a break there. Hey, we're here on Channel 211, Dan Patrick Channel on Sirius XM on Sports Byline on CRN Digital Talk Radio. You can take us with you on your cell phone. Just dial #250 and hit send on your. It's a phone call. #250 send.
Doesn't somebody have to answer?
When they answer the phone, they'll say, "What's the keyword?" You say CRN Talk, like in Competition Radio Network. CRN Talk, and the app will be loaded to your phone, and you can listen to us anywhere you go. Should be good. Now,
that's a good gig.
Baseball news. Clayton Kershaw, pretty good in his first official start with the Dodgers after having, shoulder problems here. And I think a soldier also on one of the field.
Yes.
But shoulder problems. And pitched, seven innings in that game? Pretty good. Just gave up one home run to Yasiel Puig and for the Cincinnati Reds. I think that was the deal.
Yeah, he gave up a first inning tournament home run to Yasiel Puig. And if I'm the manager, you know, this is your first time back. This is really your first game,
right?
Since camp started in early February, and so or mid February, the number one thing you do not want to do is give up a home run to Yasiel Puig.
I know Yasiel Puig has,
and he throws the ball over the plate,
right in the middle,
waist high. I mean, you know, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy when you realize when I was playing professional sports, football, you'd have all kinds of things. You'd have all kinds of things run through your head about what to do, what you can't do, what you shouldn't do, and what have you. And the one thing that you don't do if you're a pitcher and you've got Yasiel Puig, you're pitching for the first time, Puig is back for the first time,
right?
And the one thing you got to do is you got to get him out. You don't have to strike him out, but you got to get him out. You struck him out the second time, but you don't serve up a gopher ball. You can't make that mistake.
You know. Well, the gopher ball has hit Clayton in the past, but he says this year he's stubborn. He used to keep the ball down. He's going to move it around. And
we'll see.
Let me ask you this question, because I'm reading this book about the Dodgers, and it talks about Duke Snider. And he came from Brooklyn to Los Angeles. They started playing in the Coliseum, not at Dodger Stadium, in the first years in 1958, 1959. Here's the deal. Because of the way they had to engineer the screen and everything at Dodger Stadium, they kind of killed Duke Snider's home run career. He had a lot of home runs when he was in Brooklyn, but when he came to Los Angeles, it dried up because he couldn't master that park. Where Wally Moon, when he was traded to the Dodgers from St. Louis, learned from Stan Musial how to wrist it, and he would wrist the ball over that big fence, the big screen they would put in left field at Dodger Stadium.
Well, the Duke was also 34 years old.
Well, that might have something to do with it as well. I didn't realize that.
He was on his way out when they moved.
Okay.
And they brought him here, and they put him in right field, and
he was a great player.
He hopped along. He was great. He had 347.
He had a lot of them. But when he came to Los Angeles, not very many home runs.
No, but that was the separating of the old Dodgers from the new.
Correct.
And that's when they brought in Maury Wills. That's when they brought in all the guys. What was the first baseman's name?
Norm Larker.
No. Well, that too. Yeah. But who was the other one?
Moose Scourin. Gil Hodges.
No, Gil Hodges. I love him.
He started playing in Los Angeles.
He did. He played pretty well
here. And they had Norm Larker, I think, took over for him.
Yeah.
Number five, Norm Larker. Neal at second.
Chuck Neal.
Yeah. Jim Gilliam was usually shortstop or third.
Junior Gilliam.
And it was quite the time. And then Maury Wills came in there. By the way, I knew it because I was at spring training, and I thought, you know, I think Dave Roberts used to play with number 10 or something. I see 30, and I said, I bet you, because Dave told me that story about Maury Wills in spring training telling him, someday, Dave, you got to be ready. You got to know that you can make a run. You got to make a steal. You got to be ready for this to happen to you. You got to get ready to go. What happened to Dave Roberts? You Boston Red Sox fans not having too good of a year this year. Think back of Dave stealing that second base for you that takes the whole game, turns it around. You beat the Yankees. You go on to become the world championship and get that monkey off your back. I'll tell you that right now.
That was some monkey.
Number 30 was Maury Wills' number. And so Dave asked Maury if he could have the number as manager, and he's wearing Maury Wills' number 30.
It's a nice tribute.
It's a great tribute. I love Maury Wills.
By the way, you know,
Maury Wills is a great player.
It's one thing, yes. It's one thing to steal second base. It's another thing to have someone hit you in from second base.
Well, that happened too.
You got him in scoring position.
But it turned him around.
Yes, of course.
Baseball works on your head. You know, and Dave said when he was at first base taking that lead, he heard Maury Wills' voice in his ear saying, someday you're going to have a chance to make a difference with that run, and he took off. We got to play that interview again. It's great.
Yeah.
I love that. Anyway, so congratulations to Clayton Kershaw. It appears he's back. Congratulations
he's
to
fine.
Dave
and,
Roberts
and the
and
best
Maury
thing,
Wills.
And the best thing was is that after he threw those seven innings, he felt great, and the next day he felt great. So he's back. There's no more problems. They've got Rich Hill now going this week.
He's coming in.
And they're
good.
All going to Milwaukee, and they got another shot at they have four games on the road with Milwaukee. That's a tough group. And we'll see what happens to him. You know.
By the way, I have my Maury Wills story. We interviewed him. He was in his car driving to the All-Star game the year it was played at Anaheim Stadium. And he was stopped at the ticket booth and had to pay for parking. I said, Maury, hand the phone to this guy. Let me tell him who you are, that you're Maury Wills. Let you through the gate. It was really bothered me. He had to pay for parking.
There was no phones.
During our interview.
There was no phones, was there?
Yeah, this was a few years back. He was there to watch the game. And I told Maury, I said, you know, whatever age you are now, Maury, I bet you feel you could suit up and still steal a base. And he says, yes, I do. That's the attitude you want to have throughout your life. Love Maury Wills, number 30. Look him up. 104 stolen bases in 1962. Broke the Ty Cobb record.
Giants won the pennant.
I don't want to hear that.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet. Fresh asparagus. Hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Here in the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us. We know you have choices for programming on radio and the internet, and we appreciate you taking time to listen to us each and every week at this time on Channel 211 Sirius XM, the Sports Byline Radio Network, the CRN Talk Radio Network. Glad to have you on board with the one and only yours truly, Michael Horn and Fred Dreyer.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. I see a note down here.
Yes.
That Donald Trump is going to award Tiger Woods with the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
This is a big deal.
That is a big deal.
And Tiger Woods is not going to go ahead and say, I'm not going. He's going, isn't he?
No, well, they're pals. They live right down the street from one another.
Well, it's about time somebody, appreciated the fact that no matter who the person is, the President of the United States is bestowing an honor on you, and it would behoove you to show up and receive it. This is the big award, the Medal of Freedom Award, and his, Tiger Woods just ripping it up last week. And did you get up early Sunday and watch that when he came from behind?
Yeah,
a one-shot victory.
No, it was really something. It was very moving, especially when he grabbed his son and when his mom was there. And his girlfriend looked peculiar.
What do you mean?
She was dressed peculiar, like a pirate. Had a big floppy hat.
Maybe they came from a party the night before. I don't know.
Maybe they stayed up all night. You think they were all drunk?
I don't know. You know, he's had a lot of these problems. He had relationship problems before. He had the back problems. He lives in Jupiter, Florida, near Mar-a-Lago, as you mentioned, Trump's club there. And he's been a frequent golfing partner with. Maybe he got some pointers from Donald Trump. The guy's
sure
done a lot
did.
For our country. He might have taken it. He said, hey, you got a hitch in that swing. You never know.
Maybe he had to duck behind a tree to make a cell phone call.
Yeah, Tiger's now got 81 PGA Tour victories. He's not the first golfer, though, to earn the Medal of Freedom Award. Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus have Medals of Freedom, both bestowed by President George W. Bush. So congratulations to Tiger Woods.
Here's the Medal of Freedom, Elvis. He gave one to Elvis.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is the deal. This is a really big deal. Tiger Woods, everybody should be happy. And also President Barack Obama presented the Medal of Honor to pioneering black golfer Charlie Sifford in 2014. So if you don't know about the medal, it's the highest civilian honor bestowed by the president on citizens of the United States. Keyword there, citizens. You're not going to find anybody around the border there getting any of these. But anyway, Trump handed out the first medals last year, and he gave the one to Elvis and Supreme Court Justice Antonio Scalia. Baseball legend Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
So those have been handed out posthumously. And
I made a mistake here. Trump handed out his first medals last year.
It wasn't George W.
To Elvis.
Yeah.
And Antonin Scalia, Chief Justice, passed away. But you've really reached the country has really reached a full throttle when an illegal alien wins the Masters. I think that'll be the moment.
When an illegal wins, that'll be the moment.
A legal alien wins the Masters.
You're looking forward to that, aren't you?
I just think it'll be a great moment.
Have you heard the controversy in Laguna Beach, California? They have police cars with the word police on the side, and inside the big block lettering, like police, is the American flag painted there. And they say citizens are nuts. I say it's like one person that's just made a big stink.
It's all a lie. It's all a fabricated lie.
From one or two people.
And I'm going to tell you something. If they beat hard enough on the city of Newport,
it's Laguna Beach.
If they beat hard enough, long enough, they'll cave.
I hope not.
And they'll take that. I saw the truck. Did you see the?
I saw the police.
Did you see the SUV?
They look great.
They look great. They're fantastic.
It's got the American flag in it. It looks. Last time I looked, all the police officers were American citizens, and we were all Americans that they're working for here. So it's like I don't see why you got a problem with the flag there. This is the United States of America, and I'm 100% behind it. But that's the kind of craziness.
I'm being facetious when I say that. An illegal alien will probably
win the
Masters one day.
Never can tell.
No, he'll be dressed exactly like he is when he comes across the border, and he'll have dirt all over him, and he just tunneled, and he might even have a little shovel.
I think they'll clean up a little more.
I'm for sure, especially
if you put the Masters jacket on.
Well, that'll be the only thing he'll have. It'll look great. It'll be great visual effect. Good.
Anyway, congratulations to Tiger Woods. He's going to the White House to get the Medal of Freedom. That's good.
Yeah.
By the way, this is a lot of good stuff to talk about. It put golf back on the map. I mean, you were up. I was up. We were watching that over there. Everybody I talked to said, did you see a little bit of history? It was a big deal.
It was great. We were rooting for Tiger. You know, he's been through a lot. And, of course, a lot of it's been self-inflicted. But nonetheless, he's a great athlete, a great champion, and we're just proud that he was able to come back.
Yeah. And we'll be proud to come back after this break. Going to take a quick one here in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Email Fred, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean? Europe? Hawaii? Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer and some more emails from Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Jaconda K says, LA Walk of Fame. How do people get a star on the boulevard? At Stephanie Kramer and at Fred Dreyer should be considered. One drew up, went to school and college in LA, then maintained their career there. The other played football, then furthered his career in LA. Hashtag Stephanie Kramer WF. Hashtag Fred Dreyer WOF. I don't know what that means, but there you have it. So what the deal? Can we get you a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Well, anybody can get a star. When I say that, anybody is, if you have about $25,000 and you go to the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce and you say, I'd like to have, and you're not just some guy playing it as a joke, you've got to actually have a pedigree for someone to say, hey, yeah, that's a good idea. Give me the $25,000.
Let's do a crowdfunding.
We could do that.
No, we could do that.
You want to do that? Let's do that.
Let's do that.
Well, you know, they offered that to me back in 1992 when I went to Paramount Studios. And that was Johnny Grant. And they all said, come on over. We'll give you a star. And I said, well, I don't think.
Let's do a star for you, Fred. You deserve one.
We'll do it.
We're going to think that through.
All right.
Dan says, happy Easter, Fred.
Happy Easter, Dan. Happy Easter to everybody, actually.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And Greg says, would you ever consider being a professional NFL coach? I think you have a lot to offer with all your talent and experience. And I agree with that. What do you think?
A little too late, I think.
Why? Come on.
Who is going to hire me?
I don't know. Well, a lot of people need coaches. How old is Belichick?
That if you've noticed, that's a young man's game now.
Yeah, that's true. It is.
Yeah, it's a young man's game. And believe me, they don't...
You could be a consultant.
Okay.
That would be something good. Have you come
I could. I could consult.
During training camp?
I could consult. I could take, the owner of the Patriots and say, don't go into that spa. I could do things like
you
that.
You could do things like that. That would be good.
I could help out around the clubhouse.
That's our show for this week. If you missed anything, don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Log on to our website, Lounge On Demand, theloungeondemand.com. And Fred Dreyer, some final thoughts from you for this week.
Hey, another hour has gone by. I don't know where it's gone, but I sure am glad that I could spend it with every one of you out there. See you next time.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.